appeared to maybe from the exterior slow down, but for us it really didn't. We had to keep moving. You know, we continued to accept animals, whether they were strays or, you know, an emergency owner surrender. You know, we had to keep our doors open because the animals still needed us. And we still needed to come in every day and take care of them. And, you know, we're grateful that we can offer the community some programs, too, during this difficult time. And we remained open to offer our pet food pantry service, which is, you know, a pet food pantry so that people can come and get food for their pets. They're going through financial hardships, and this is every Saturday from noon to 2, or not every Saturday, sorry, the first Saturday of every month from noon to 2. And so we remained open to do that as well, and that continues on. And it's a great program we can offer right now in particular. And along those lines, actually, while we were, you know, somewhat closed to the public, we started thinking, what else can we do to help our community during this difficult time? And so we decided to add some services to our low-cost spay and neuter program. So in addition to just being able to get your cat or dog spayed and neutered, we are now offering some other options and other services, such as, you know, more vaccines, you know, distemper and rabies and Bordetella for your dog, and distemper rabies for your cat as well, and feline leukemia, FIV testing, heartworm testing for your dog, and dental. So, you know, if you are in a jam and you cannot afford to take your pet to a vet, but they still need, you know, access to veterinary care, we want to be able to help provide that, you know, at a lower cost to the community and help out